Well, the Aussie share market is adding to yesterday's pretty solid improvements following a generally positive tone out of the US as well. We've got the ASX 200 after the first few hours of trade up around 1% or about 60 points following about 105-point gain on Monday. This has brought the ASX 200 to pretty much been the best levels in around 2 months since the early part of June. So certainly has been a strong run over the last couple of days. There is seemingly a bit of optimism around the fact that those Victorian COVID cases seem to be stabilising and well off the record numbers that we saw last week. Today, we've seen a similar performance as well to yesterday, with pretty much broad improvements across the market. And like yesterday, we have financials leading those particular gains as well. So the big four banks all higher. CBA is up about 1.9%, but the remainder of the big four at least 2% or higher at the moment. The major miners also adding to those broad improvements. BHP, Rio and Fortescue all at least 1% high as well. So what we've seen at the moment is only one sector in decline, and that is the tech sector. That is led by the buy now pay later provider, that is Afterpay, down a little more than 3%, and the other buy now pay later stocks also in reverse as well, around 2 to 3% for the likes of Splitit, Sezzle and also Zipco. Plenty of moves happening at the moment as well when we look at a number of companies that have reported their profit results, and we're starting to really get into the thick of the August reporting season. So what we've seen today in the winner's circle, James Hardie announced their quarterly numbers earlier this morning. They're building products, the building products company in the United States. Has certainly grown its market share there, even though its profit has been slammed pretty hard by the impacts of COVID-19. Net profit actually down 89% year on year, but its stock price still lifting 6%. If we look elsewhere, the other winners include SCA Property, which is a shopping centre operator. Profit also hit quite hard by COVID, down 22%. For the financial year 2020, saw a $90 million or roughly $90 million drop in terms of its shopping centre valuations, and tenants have of course needed rent assistance, but its share price today up around 4% so far. Some of the losers include Challenger Group, the financial firm, the investment manager, down about 3%. It's also swung into a financial year loss of about $416 million. It also has scrapped its final dividend, so that has weighed on its share price a bit. The other company to announce, one of the larger companies to announce today, is Sydney Airport. They're actually in a trading halt, so they announced along with their half year results that they're looking to raise $2 billion from investors to basically reduce their debt levels. Currently net debt at about $9 billion, so looking to reduce that down to $7 billion. Their first half profit numbers have also come through, and they've swung from an annual profit to a loss of about $52 million. Their passenger numbers over the first half as well, down quite sharply, down 57% over the first half, but in the June quarter, down 97%, with only 400,000 passengers coming through the gates over those 3 months. So that certainly has, COVID certainly has had an impact on Sydney Airport at the moment. Another big mover today, no particular news to come out though, is Mesoblast, one of the healthcare stocks, today down around 20% after jumping 10% yesterday. So it certainly has seen some rather big swings over the last day and a half. The Aussie dollar has also seen quite a recent spike. It was traveling around 71.5 US cents, but has recently jumped up to 71.7 US cents.